This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Originally, I was going to talk about events that happened over the last year and give some thoughts on the upcoming year. But then I received this report. The Bureau of Reclamation is considering reducing flows in the Klamath River by 40% until April. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Gee, the foresight and the actions of this agency are simply beyond comprehension, aren't they? As I said a few weeks ago, here we go again. The river is running wide open and dumping our much-needed Klamath Lake water straight down the river into the Pacific Ocean. Yet again. But did they learn from last year's debacle when they claimed that, well, we need to make room for the spring runoff in the lake, you see? It's poppycock. It was then, and it still is now. Perhaps they finally woke up and paid attention for a change. Maybe. Who's up in arms over this long-overdue consideration? Well, the Yurok tribe, of course. It is long past time to quit simply flushing our precious water down the river to the ocean to accommodate a small number of people affected by these decisions. After all, we live in America. What is America all about? Well, freedom for one, but also the simple rule that the majority decides what occurs. Just take a look at our elections. But here, the BOR is constantly just considering the needs of a small number of people against the needs of an entire community of 65,000 plus. That is simply un-American, and it just continues year after year. But what do you expect from a federal agency? The Klamath water users have a simple idea. I mean, it is so simple, it seems to be over the heads of our federal agencies. Simply fill the lake now during the winter months so we have all of that much-needed water in the summer growing season. Simple? You bet it is. Even a small child could figure that one out. But no, we'll hear all the reasons why this simple solution cannot be accomplished. We hear it year after year, don't we? They refuse to build more water storage and have for more than 50 years, which is also another obvious part of the solution, but rather they'd prefer to strangle our farmers and ranchers each and every year to accomplish what? About the only thing I see them accomplishing with their continued plan is the destruction of our entire community and our way of life. That's pretty much what it boils down to. Oh, they'll claim they have to follow the law and Congress is to blame for not doing anything. Well, here's a thought. Why don't they just do nothing, just like Congress does, and let our farmers and ranchers and our wildlife refuge get back to normal? Just do nothing. I would think they'd be good at that. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.